So I found it hard to explain why the smile was there, not smiling at anything they said, smiling because I recognized, both within myself and within them, underneath the story, I recognized the dimension in which that story is relatively meaningless. I recognized that underneath the story, you are absolutely fine. I recognize the dimension in you where you are, was never touched by the unhappy story, who you are. And because I recognized that, the smile came. And so, but quite a few times people got angry because they thought I was smiling at their story or at them. It wasn't taken all that seriously anymore, just as my own story lost its seriousness. It continued in some way, playing itself out, but it wasn't serious business anymore. It doesn't mean that you don't honor the world of form. It doesn't mean that you have become callous towards things. No, not at all. There is, you still here as this form identity, you still carry a form also. So you can empathize with the suffering that arises in anyone who is totally identified with form. And yet that is one aspect of compassion, that you know full well what it means to be trapped in form is suffering. I've been through it, I know the suffering. So there's the empathy on the level of form of suffering, but there's also the recognition of that which is already beyond suffering. In me, in you, it's one. And there come the two aspects of compassion. On the one hand, we share being trapped in this form, seemingly. On the other hand, we also share the timeless and formless dimension of existence, where we are already free, and you bring the two together, and that's true compassion. Because true compassion doesn't just mean you weep with it. When the other person weeps, you weep also. You may weep, but underneath the weeping, there's joy. The joy that knows of the formless, that knows that you are in your essence indestructible. Not as an abstract idea, but as a feeling realization, so to speak. So humor is a wonderful thing, and I'm sure that Jesus and other teachers had a lot of humor too, all the teachers did, and just the disciples later on said, oh, we mustn't put that joke in, that doesn't that doesn't look serious enough. Beware of any spiritual teacher who is deadly serious. Because even the Zen masters who look dreadfully serious, they only look like that. There's an enormous amount of humor inside them that's hidden in all the Zen stories and the way they deal with people. So they just look like that,